For many people, the holidays wouldn't be, well, the holidays without baking and decorating cookies. Some of the most creative bakers known as cookiers are taking their art to a whole new level, and as VPR's Nina Keck reports, a Rutland, Vermont business is one of the biggest beneficiaries.
Mary Thode of Chittenden, Vermont, is an artist who uses meringue frosting for paint. Assorted colors are lined up in coffee cups on her dining room table.
And I just stir them to make sure that, because the color tends to go to the bottom a little bit, so I stir them to make sure that...
Thode reaches for a heart-shaped cookie, her canvas, and using a fine-tipped paintbrush, picks up a dollop of frosting.
And then I just...
With a few careful strokes, she spreads out the shiny red glaze.
I don't go to the very end of the cookie. I like to have a little edge so that it sort of frames it.
Then she takes a toothpick, adds a tiny dab of blue frosting, and creates an intricate design.
Yeah, of course, this would be better if I had my glasses on, but that's okay.
Thode makes cookies all year, baby bottle-shaped ones for shower gifts and pumpkins at Halloween. But during the holidays, she'll bake about 700 cookies, half of which she'll paint, often with many layers of different colored frosting.
I know my husband says I'm like obsessed with this, but those little details, I think, make it, I don't know, nicer. It makes it like my cookie.
Thode is among a growing number of people who've taken the art of cookie decorating to a whole new level. Many, like Thode, are hobbyists who give their cookies away as gifts. But it's also big business. Many of the top artists sell their wares online, with some of the most elaborate designs costing $150 or more per dozen.
Literally, they're like art gallery quality, and it's a cookie.
Mendon resident Ben Clark makes cookie cutters for a living and works with elite decorators like Elizabeth Adams, who's known in the cookie world as Artie Magoo. Magoo has made a career out of decorating cookies. The California resident has more than 80,000 followers on Facebook and devotes most of her time now to teaching others.
I was kind of a hobby hopper until cookies because I think it satisfies so many different areas of art for me, from the design process and the colors that you choose, and then even photographing the cookies later.
The fact that her art is meant to be destroyed in a mouthful or two doesn't bother her.
It's kind of beautiful to think, you know, someone's eating a piece of art.
Magoo will be the keynote speaker at the upcoming Cookie Con in Reno, Nevada. The 3-day conference will bring together 800 avid cookiers and accessory manufacturers from all over the world. Organizers say the event sold out in less than a day. The growing interest in cookie decorating has been a boon for Ann Clark Cookie Cutters, a family-owned business in Rutland. CEO Ben Clark says 52 employees are working two shifts to meet demand. And this year, he expects to make 4.5 million cookie cutters.
5 years ago, the dominant force in cookie cutters was China. So virtually all cookie cutters were made in China. We worked really hard and got it so our cost to manufacture is the same as the cost to import cookie cutters from China. So then it became a marketing game. Since then, we've roughly quadrupled our business, where we are now the largest cookie cutter maker in the world. Now, how do we know that? Well, we've looked at all of our competition and where they're made, and they're all made in various factories. And we know we're doing more volume than any single player, so we're pretty confident we're the biggest in the world.
Clark says part of their marketing strategy is to better harness direct sales through Amazon. But he says they've also worked hard to satisfy the growing number of cookiers who want new and different shapes. He says they currently make about 2,300 different ones, adding new ones each week. For instance, he says this year, llamas are big.
We immediately said, let's do a llama. And our creative director said, we're going to do two. We're going to do one that looks like a llama, and we're going to have one that's more of a cartoony llama. 10 days later, both of those products were dominating Amazon as the llama cookie cutter. By the time my Chinese competitor's product got to the United States, we already owned the market for llamas.
Clark says his company's relationship with cookiers is vital, so they too will be at the Reno Cookie Conference in March, ready to hear what new shapes they need to make next. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.